But first, an update on the coronavirus here in Arizona. As of 9 o'clock this morning, the State Department of Health Services reports 2,726 cases of COVID-19 in our state, along with 80 deaths.
Governor Ducey held a press conference yesterday where he provided updates on the state's effort to combat COVID-19. He tried to clarify his definition of essential services, and he introduced Tom Betlach, the recently appointed acting director of the Department of Economic Security, which manages the state's unemployment benefits program. Betlach prefaced his department's efforts by summarizing the volume of unemployment claims that have been filed.
If you look back just a little over a month ago, we had roughly 17,000 individuals throughout the state that were on the unemployment insurance program, and we'd see about 3,000 new applications or so within any given week. Fast forward to what's transpired within the last 3 weeks, and you can see why this is really an unprecedented demand. When you look and see, we have, over the last 3 weeks, received requests for new applications of 29,000 3 weeks ago, 88,000 new applications 2 weeks ago, and just as we reported yesterday, 129,000 new applications for last week.
Betlach said the department has never seen a surge of applications like this, and that includes in the aftermath of the 2008 recession. He discussed the measure DES is making to accommodate the traffic.
We've increased our staffing to be able to answer the calls. We recognize it is still challenging for individuals to get through. We have seen the demand just surge to, at certain points in time, 70 calls per second coming into the state lines. We went from roughly 20 individuals to over 150 individuals. We are looking to add increased staff. We are also working to partner with a private sector organization to come in and expand our call center capacity.
Betlach concluded by summarizing the scope of the state and federal aid the new unemployment applicants can expect.
If an individual was one of the 88,000 individuals that applied the week of March 29th, and if they went in and updated their weekly claim, as I described earlier, the first payment of $240 went out this week. But then that's going to be followed next week by the additional $240 that individual received, the $600 federal increase, the $240 retro for the 1 week waiting period, which we are now processing in the system, $600 additional for the week of April 5th, and $600 for the week of March 29th.
So what does this influx at DES mean for the people and families who now rely on unemployment benefits? For more on that, we turn to Cynthia Zwick. She is executive director of the group Wildfire. Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning.
So 70 calls per second at sometimes at DES. I would imagine that you are hearing from people who are having a lot of trouble getting through. What are they telling you?
Well, they're telling us that they're frustrated. They're telling us that they're afraid. And they're telling us that they're getting a little impatient with needing to wait. But I think that all in all, they do understand that the system has simply been overloaded.
So Tom Betlach outlined some of the staffing changes and other things that DES is trying to do to manage this increase. Are you satisfied with what the agency is trying to do to manage this vast jump in people who are calling and trying to get these services?
Well, I think they're doing their best at the moment to mitigate this issue. I mean, when you look at the increase that they're experiencing, I think it's clearly unprecedented. I think it was probably unexpected. But I think, and I'm heartened to hear that they're reaching out to a private sector business to help with this process, because I think some drastic measures are needed. I know that they're increasing staff, but it's going to take time for new people to learn the system and be able to process those applications quickly. And in the meantime, we have all of these people, these, you know, tens of thousands of people who are just kind of hanging out there waiting for some word, trying to get through the phone line. So I appreciate what they're doing. You know, if we had our druthers, we would ask them to move more swiftly than they are.
And Cynthia, people are really hanging out in more ways than one. What can people do now other than talking to the state or turning to the state to keep their heads above water at this point?
Yes, there's a few things they can do. So I guess the problem is, even though now people are unemployed, they still have bills and they still have expenses that they need to think about and I'm sure are worried about. So a couple of things. There are other benefit programs out there that can support people temporarily while they're in this situation. There's the SNAP program, access if they are in need of health care. All of those you can apply for both of those programs online. All the utilities in the state, electric, gas, water, are suspending disconnections, which is a positive thing for now. But we know that at the end of this suspension, bills will become due. So people can reach out through our website, wildfireaz.org, and find where they can go for utility bill assistance. They can reach out to the utilities directly. Some of them have independent programs. APS has a customer support program they're offering, which is a $100 discount. All of them have utility discount programs that these folks will be eligible for today. So we encourage them to do that. Additionally, they should be reaching out to their internet and cable service providers and seeing if they can get some deferred payments or discounts on their programs. Those services are more important now than ever, especially with children at home. Food banks are available. Rent and evictions have been suspended by the governor, which we're totally grateful for. But again, people need to be reaching out to their landlords to make sure that at the end of a short period of time, they are not still being evicted once this comes to an end. And then we're also hearing about car loans and car insurance providing discounts and deferrals on payments. So we would really just encourage folks to seek help where they can. Food banks are available and are a great resource. Seek help where you can and ask for help. Don't hesitate to ask.
Cynthia, you mentioned the idea of rent, and we heard from the National Multifamily Housing Association that reports about a third of people have not paid their apartment rent yet. Does that kind of jive with what you're seeing and what you're hearing about here in Arizona?
Yes, absolutely. I think we're consistent with those numbers. Folks are suspending they don't have the ability to pay their rent. It's not that they're suspending that. They just, you know, even if they get the payment for the unemployment insurance, many folks are still going to be strapped. And so they're not paying their rent. All of these bills are being suspended because they just don't have the cash. If I were in the same situation, I would likely be prioritizing food for my family with the recollection or the understanding that I have some breathing room for these other resources.
All right. That is Cynthia Zwick, Executive Director of the group Wildfire. Cynthia, as always, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.